Hello, welcome, and dobrodošli to Feel Slovenia, the podcast. In each episode, we will explore what I have called the world's best country, meeting locals, traveling, eating, and getting to know the very best of Slovenia. This podcast is written and hosted by me, Dr. Noah Charney, and is brought to you by the Slovenian Tourist Board. This episode is dedicated to a unique tradition in Slovenia, Kurentovanje. This ancient pagan festival features friendly demons who chase away winter and invite in the spring. Their favorite haunt is Ptuj in northeastern Slovenia, where tourists flock to see them every February. Their rituals we tend to associate with Europe, sipping espresso at a cafe, skiing the Alps, fine dining with white tablecloths on a rooftop terrace, attending an opera in black tie, a parade of men and women and children dressed in giant furry suits made of sheepskin, topped with bull horns, faced with red leather and an extended lolling tongue, wearing a belt of cowbells and carrying a mace spiked with hedgehog spines, is not one of them. This sort of ritual seems more tribal, something we're more likely to associate with the African continent than our romantic vision of cobbled lamplit Europe. The ritual is tribal. It dates back long before Christian times. But such parades of men dressed as monsters can be found throughout Europe, particularly in the mountainous belt that stretches from the Pyrenees through the Alps. The incarnation I just described is part of the festival called Kurentovanje, which is held every February in Slovenia. The heartland of it is the mellifluously named town of Ptuj, pronounced a bit like you're spitting, Ptuj. Ptuj is an elegant medieval town crowned by a castle and bound by the river Drava. It was once an important ancient Roman town, Poetovio, a stop on the trade route from east to Rome. The most striking cultural tradition in Slovenia dates back to even before this era, likely to the time when Celtic culture spread across the continent of Europe. This is evident from the fact that traditions surprisingly like Kurentovanje, rites of spring in which men dress as hairy demons, can be found in mountainous settlements across Europe, from the Basque country on the Atlantic coast through Germany, Switzerland, Alpine Italy, Austria, and of course Slovenia. Details change. In Germany, those involved wear devil masks. In Italy, they look like mustached monkeys and they carry brooms. But the basic form of the ritual is consistent. This tells us that the tradition is not Slavic only. The Slavs settled in Slovenia, but not other areas where such rituals take place, but more widespread, and most likely of Celtic origin. A visit to the Kurentovanje parade in Ptuj is one of the most surreal activities one can experience in Slovenia. The parade begins with the distant sound of bullwhips rattling the chilly air. Expecting something monstrous, you might be surprised that the men wielding these whips are dressed like farmers and wear bouquets of flowers in their hats. Not so frightening after all. Their role is to clear the path for the kurenti, and with them, to frighten away the winter and invite in the spring. Then come the monsters. Kurenti are benevolent demons, as their role is to chase winter and bring in the spring. But winter clearly takes some scaring because they are certainly intimidating. The costumes begin with sheepskin suits, belted with cowbells, to make maximum noise when jumping around and dancing. Winter, it seems, likes things quiet. Enormous, oversized helmets are likewise made of sheepskin, but are tall, making those inside them appear huge. And the colored streamers and bullhorns mounted on the helmets are a combination of festive and frightening. The kurenti come in droves, filling the streets, and you can even find children's costumes. Their goal is to make a lot of noise, and they are cheered by the crowd lining the street. There is much dancing, and the consumption of homemade schnapps and fist-sized krofi, donuts filled with warm apricot marmalade. It is a sight to behold, and well worth a journey to ring in the spring. In this episode, I speak to three people who are part of this year's Kurentovanje: travel writer Anne Abel, parade participant and Ptuj native Uroš Čanko, and photographer Rudolf Abraham. Anne Abel is a travel writer for Forbes magazine and has been the travel editor for Forbes Life magazine, one of the leading luxury lifestyle publications. She's currently based in Lisbon, but I spoke with her just after she'd visited TUI and attended Quarento Vanhe.
I've been a travel writer for 21 years. I started my career in journalism as a music journalist. And then I worked at a fashion magazine. And then I sort of fell into this position at a travel magazine. I was hired as a very junior editor and worked my way up. And eventually I was the travel editor at Forbes Life and have been freelance for the past 10 years, writing for Forbes, Condé Nast Traveler, Departures, Centurion, Afar, Rob Report, quite a few others. And I'm really lucky and I love my life.
What sort of thing do you look for in a story or a situation or a restaurant that makes you think this is something I want to write about, that there's enough of a new story here to make a meal out of it?
Well, a lot of people around the world are talking about the problems of overtourism. And I live in a city that is struggling with that. So I'm very aware of it and sensitive to it. But despite that, I strongly believe that tourism can be a force for good. Luxury tourism in particular is the biggest redistributor of wealth the world has seen. And I want people to continue traveling. I just want them to get out of the famous capitals. So I live in Portugal. I want people to get out of Lisbon and go into the countryside. And here in Slovenia, I'm really enjoying Ljubljana, but I've also really enjoyed some of the lesser traveled parts of this country. I think more people should know about them.
So what's the recipe for a good article that's going to encourage people to branch out from the cliched primary tourist destinations?
I like telling stories about people, the people who are designing, running the hotels, the people like the people I've been working with at Wonderlux Journeys, who design the trips, who are from the places, who can speak passionately about the places, and who are doing something a little bit crazy.
Hmm. So what have you seen in Slovenia that particularly intrigued you?
I was at the carnival in Ptuj today.
Mm-hmm. So the carnival in Ptuj, okay. Describe it to someone who has never heard of it or seen it, because it's quite a spectacle.
It is. I do not know if I know all of the history together, but I understand it began as a festival to chase away winter, where the men of the village would dress up in sheepskins and rabbit skins and anything they could get, wear giant headdresses with feathers and colorful streamers, nose beak things as masks, and cowbells around their waists to make a lot of noise, which I think was meant to scare the winter away, and parade through the city. And then the tradition is that women in the city have handkerchiefs and give them to the men who are dressed as these...
Porenti.
Porenti, thank you. And then when you do that, the men dance with you. And it's a very fun party.
So you got to visit TUI, which is the center of Quarento Vanhe ritual. It happens at some other places, but that's ground zero. Tell me a little bit about your experience of the city.
Aside from the festival?
Yeah, let's see. You start, the focus was the parade and the Quarento Vanhe, but you said that the city you found very charming.
We started out in Music Cafe, mm-hmm. which is a very historic cafe run by a family. They've decorated it with things from their travels all over the world. The next generation is already involved in running it and just drenched in history and charming and classic. And it's a must visit for anyone who goes to Ptuj. And we saw the castle, which is imposing mm-hmm. and full of history. To be honest, I didn't fully keep up with everything the guide said because there were so many centuries of history, this group and this group and this group. But you could see the imprint that everybody left. And then we went to a wonderful next generation chocolate shop that's owned by a chef from Hisedek. That was very impressive. Tried some of the local wines and then spent the afternoon dancing with men dressed in sheepskins.
Yeah, it sounds like an average day at work for you, right?
A little above average.
Uroš Čanko is a native of Ptuj and one of the annual participants in the Quarento Vanhe festivities. Yes, he owns one of those magnificent costumes and parades around in it every year, a tradition he looks forward to and is proud to uphold.
My name is Uroš. I'm from Ptuj. I'm 37 years old. I have been Kurant, the mask of Kurant, since 6 years old. So my father gave me my first Kurant mask. And now I'm spreading this tradition of our ancestors to the others.
Can you describe what the first Kurent mask looked like For people who are just listening and aren't familiar with what the masks resemble, could you describe it a little bit?
The mask, we wore a cap with a hairy back and a leather face with big noses, painted eyes, red long tongue. The cap had leathers or felt horns with the goose feathers on the top. We also wore a sheepskin coat turned inside out. The Korant had 5 cowbells tied on the back and a wooden club, we say the Ježovka, in his hand. And he looked like he came straight from the hell.
When I first saw it, I thought it looked like a sort of demon bear. But like they're actually, they look scary, but they're actually benevolent, positive figures. Can you tell me what they represent?
Korant is the most famous and widespread Slovenian traditional carnival mask. The symbolic is connected to the Korant ritual. According to the tradition, superstitions, the Korant is believed to be a demon that brings happiness and allures nature into spring awakening. If you go to the parade, you can see 5,000 carnival masks. The Korant and the other ethnographical carnival characters play the central role. The traditional part is followed by the carnival part, where we see different masks that change every year. Individual groups prepare their own team and spend almost a whole year preparing and making a group mask to perform in parade. And that's all kind of mask.
When you were little, was it scary at all to see these enormous costumed creatures, or were you so used to it that you thought it was intriguing and charming?
No, as a child, you think the Korant is scary, unfriendly, very noisy, you're scared. But when you grow up, you see it's just a fun event to see like this.
Even when your father was one of the Korants, did he ever jump out at you wearing the mask and then pull the mask off to show it was him, or anything like that to traumatize you as a child?
No, I know my father's mask, so I didn't scare him, but I scared others, the mask who I didn't know.
So how old is the Korantovanie tradition in Ptuj?
Organized carnival in Ptuj have taken since place 1960. Mm-hmm. And the central mask of carnival is Korant. However, the Korant mask itself has a much longer history. It is assumed that Korant has already of pre-Slavic time as one of the vegetation gods or demons who brought the springtime over the land and revival of life and vegetation.
So it's really an ancient Slavic tradition that was pagan. Yes. But then how did it merge with Christianity? Now it's sort of linked to the Lent period. And how do the two coexist together?
Yes, Christianity, which opposed such a pagan tradition, could not suppress or, I don't know, to prohibit the mask of Korant. And Christianity placed carnival time a 40 day before Easter and accepted.
It was something that people were going to do anyway, whether they were Christian or not. And so it was considered, they might as well make it acceptable and sort of merge it with the Christian calendar.
Yes, like that.
And you get a lot of tourists, don't you? Sometimes it's very busy. Do you have any idea how many people come in a popular year?
Yes, I know that main parade, they visit 60,000 people.
Wow.
But they're not just in one day. They are like 10 days parades, and there are more than 100,000 people in Ptuj.
Wow. So what does it feel like when you're wearing the mask to participate in the parade? Could you describe what it's like for you?
I'm very proud to be able to preserve the tradition left by our ancestors. But these days, the winters are not so cold, and it's also very hot in the mask. So we really feel like a demons who have the power to change nature like that. And we are very happy to be in the parade and show our mask to tourists and other people.
Rudolf Abraham is a vastly experienced British photographer and travel writer. He has specialized in a geographic region, Croatia and Slovenia, and a type of travel, hikes. I caught up with him not long after he'd finished a guidebook to hike the Giuliana Trail, a trekking route through the Julian Alps of Slovenia. The book comes out in August 2023. Rudolph has been proactively visiting European carnivals for years and recently photographed Curentovania in Ptuj.
Tell me about your experience covering Curentovania. You photographed the Curent Festival.
That was also part of another trip. And this process got interrupted a bit by the pandemic. But before that, every year I would make a point of photographing two carnivals. Because the main events for a carnival will usually happen, on the last Sunday before Shrove Tuesday, and quite often, one other day near there. So it would be possible to photograph two carnivals in Europe in a year and in theory not repeat them. So you sort of had photos of more and more. And the ones that I was most interested in covering were the very traditional, sometimes alpine, but the ones like the Curentovania, where you've got, people in these great shaggy sheepskin outfits wielding massive cowbells and sometimes clubs with elaborate masks on their heads, dancing around all day. It's such as a photographer, it's a dream thing to photograph, because it just looks so amazing. And they're also carnivals in general. They're just such an amazing atmosphere to attend, to join. So I photographed quite a few of them across Europe, and I'd seen the currents performing at the Rijeka Carnival in Croatia a couple of years before. So I'd wanted to cover the ones in Ptuj. If it was an event where I needed a specific photo permit, for a carnival, for example, I would always make a point of getting a photo permit, because even though it's nice to be squashed in the crowd, because that is part of the atmosphere of being at a carnival, you don't really get the photos that you want unless you're in the front row, or in a separate area. So you usually get a press pass, and then there are press, press areas that are separate. Sometimes if you just stay in those, your experience and your photos will be quite detached from what I think of as carnival atmosphere. So I usually try and do both. But that, getting the permit to go and take photos in a certain area, or to take photos of something where, you might not usually be allowed to take photos of there, whether it's inside a museum or whatever, is also one of the first steps for arranging something.
I would love to see a photo book comparing carnivals throughout Europe. Is that something that you're planning to do, or is in the works?
Maybe. One of the projects, the long-term projects I had in mind that haven't really started, I haven't been able to start working on them on a regular basis since the pandemic, but that was one of them. Yeah. The other was on intangible cultural heritage.
Oh, wow. They
overlap in places.
Sure. How does the Curentovania compare to other carnivals that you visited and documented in terms of the vibe, the aesthetic, the tradition?
It would be one of my favorites. And I'm not just saying that because it's Slovenia and because we're talking. It just is a really, really nice vibe. And the actual, the outfits, the figures, the dances that they're doing are, amazing.
If you're the sort of traveler who seeks absolutely unique, calendar-specific events and experiences, then consider visiting Ptuj in Slovenia to enjoy Curentovania. Where else can you participate in an ancient tradition and befriend a fuzzy demon or two? Vala, and thank you for listening to Feel Slovenia, the podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Slovenian Tourist Board and was written and presented by Dr. Noah Charney. Please subscribe to get each new episode and tell all of your friends interested in travel and all things Slovenia. If you'd like to learn more, visit slovenia.info. For more information, you're welcome to follow our social media channels, Feel Slovenia on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TripAdvisor.